gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
Community Connections on a Tuesday morning with me, Dave Chowsmith, on Basingstoke Community Radio. And of course, it is the week for Claire, the garden editor, who's joined us on telephone. Good morning to you, Claire.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. Yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. It's the end of October already. How did that happen, Dave? Can I just pause and just say I'm not quite sure where September, October went, but it feels like they've just flown by, really, haven't they?
We've missed an hour, haven't you? This weekend just gone, so that's probably why.
Well, we got an extra hour. It was
That's
quite
what.
Yeah,
nice sorry.
that day.
Yeah, we've got an extra
Yeah,
hour. Yeah, but
yeah.
It's
Well,
gone quick, hasn't it? Before you know
it
it,
has.
before you, well, you can tell because the quality streets and that's already in the shops.
Yeah, the C word is being bandied around all over the place.
Yeah.
But and I went out foraging for some sloes to make some sloe gin, which hopefully
Some
I'll
what?
use for Chris.
Oh, slow
Some sloes,
berries, aren't
yeah,
they?
get some sloe berries, yeah. And you can make sloe gin with them,
How
which
long does
is
that
really
take?
lovely.
Is
Well,
it a slow
about a week.
process?
You're here all
Hey.
week, aren't you?
Yeah.
Very good. 2 or 3 months. So if you can get out somewhere safely to forage some, get them now, whack them in the jar with a load of sugar and some gin, put them in the freezer just before, and that really makes them nice and crispy. And then before Christmas time, you could be sipping a bit of sloe gin or giving it away to friends and
Okay.
family. So yeah,
All right.
that's what you
Okay.
can do. Yeah.
All right. Where'd you get slow berries from?
You get them from the hawthorn, wild prunus and hawthorns. So you go out, if you do go out, normal rules of foraging. If you're not sure, don't eat anything. Everything
Yeah.
is edible once. So be cautious. But they have the spiky thorns on the hawthorns, and then the lots of like little tiny black berries.
Oh, okay.
And you pick them, put them in the freezer to get them nicer, get the flavors going, and shove them in with some sugar and whatever alcohol you like, vodka, gin, whatever.
And what do you do with them when you bring out the freezer then?
But you just put them in a sterilized glass jar
Yeah.
and top up with a bit of sugar, and then just pour on the gin or the vodka and store somewhere in a cool, dark corner. Mine's in the
Yeah.
garage at the moment. And it just slowly will turn bright red. Give it a shake every couple of weeks, mush it up a bit. And then
Oh, and the
when
berries
it's done,
disintegrate, do they? They sort
no,
of.
they don't. They just impart all their flavour to the vodka or gin.
All right.
And after about 2 or 3 months, you just strain it out and you can drink it neat. You can have it in
Wow, look at
cocktails.
that. Kai, you've got
You
your own
know,
moonshine rig going in your garage then, have you? You'll be distilling
absolutely,
gin next, won't you?
No, that is a step too far, but we do
Not
call it
gin,
hedgerow.
whiskey, I meant, sorry.
Poutine we'll be going for and really going back
Moonshine.
to it. Yeah,
Okay.
yeah.
All right. Okay. So that's what you've been doing then.
So a bit of that's good fun
Good.
to do. It's a great time to still forage a few bits and pieces from the hedgerows. But I thought what we'd do is just do a general quick roundup of the garden in autumn
Yeah.
because we're kind of coming to that time where we might get some frosts coming. So this is a bit of a canter what to do and how to do it in the garden.
Okay.
So first thing is like all good boy and girl scouts is be prepared. So we're likely to get frosts at some point. We just don't quite know when. But it's best to not have to rush around and look after the forecast, but bring in things inside now if you've got an outside garden, like banana plants or lemon trees or succulents that you have which might have been outside, and bring them inside because they will not survive when we get to a frost. You'll wake up to a load of mush and that will be sad. So bring in anything in a pot which is tender. So anything like citrus plants, so quite often people have a lemon tree or something in a little pot. You can either put some fleece on it and leave it outside in the sheltered space, or if you have a greenhouse or a conservatory or like a not too hot nook in your house, that would be a good place for those type of
Did you
things.
just say fleece?
Yes, I
See, I've
did.
got the
There's something.
picture of a little lemon tree with a hoodie on now. That's it.
Oh,
That'd
little
be
hoodie. Do you
quite.
know what? That would be so nice. It's this weird stuff. It's called horticultural fleece,
All
and it's
right.
like plastic sheeting. I'm not sure what it's actually made of. I'm not sure how amazingly sustainable it is, to be honest. But you put that up, and it kind of protects the plants from the frost.
Like a little sleeping
In
bag.
like a little sleeping bag, not quite as cute as a hoodie. I do not have any horticultural fleece, but bubble wrap can work as well.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of that around, isn't there?
Yeah, indeed. And in an emergency, I have gone out there with an old bedding sheet and some clothes pegs and pinned it over a tree when I was planting up, and we were just having a late frost, and I was like, not sure, so I scampered up the road to my client's house with
I bet your
a bed
neighbours
sheet.
think you're like that mad gardening woman, aren't they? I mean, look, she's
Oh,
dressing her trees up again.
dressing her trees up. Yeah, they're very forgiving
Should be
and
putting
very
hats on
lovely,
them
my
next.
neighbours.
Hats and gloves
Don't
and
even
everything on them.
tempt me. Come Christmas, we'll dress them all up. So if you need to protect something, bubble wrap, anything like that is a good idea. And then there's approaching the time of year where we might still have dahlia flowers still growing. Dahlias are really extravagant, big flowers which flower kind of from midsummer all the way through till the first frosts. And they used to be like an old granny's type of flower
Yeah,
and the plant, and
I
they
think
went
my
out of
dad used to
vogue.
grow them, I
Yeah.
think.
Yeah. And do you know what? They went out of fashion for ages, and now they are all the rage. So loads of people grow them. Because there's just like really, really big flowers. So they're great if you're wanting to cut flowers for, your inside, or just they just look really spectacular. So they really don't like the first frosts. When the first frosts hit, they will go really mulchy and squishy. So there's two things you can do, and this is what your dad or your granddad might have done, which is you lift up and you store the tubers, which is kind of the root system, and you store them in a cool, dry place over winter. And my neighbour, my very lovely gardening neighbour, she has 70 types of dahlias, and she does this to
Wow.
most of them. She literally lifts them up, digs them up, dries them off, and packs them away for the winter.
I
So
bet
that's
she's
option one.
busy.
She's a busy lady. So option two is the Claire low faff, low mess method,
That's what we
which,
like.
as you guess, what's it going to be? I'll give you a clue. What do I normally say to do in the garden?
Oh, no, go on, remind me.
Do nothing.
Do nothing.
Just let it
Well, yeah.
be. So dahlias are from Mexico, so they don't actually mind the cold. What they don't like is the cold and the wet. So if you leave them in the
Bit
ground and
knackered
put
if they're in
some
Basingstoke, then. But mind you, it's not
well,
that cold, is it?
it's not
Not
that
still
cold, and
quite
if you
mild.
yeah it's very mild at the moment, and if you put some mulch around the top of those tubers or kind of give them a bit of protection over winter, they should be fine. So I leave mine in the borders now, and so far, touch wood, I've not lost any, even in that really, really cold winter we had a couple of years ago. If you've got a couple of branches, you can put those over the top and just kind of make a little microclimate where it's a little bit warmer, and it protects the tuber from getting a lot of water right into the heart of it. It would like be like rotting off a potato. So if you keep it as dry as possible, that is a way to not have to dig up and pot on 70 dahlia tubers over winter, but just leave them as they are, give them a bit of a mulch.
Okay.
So keep going with those. I've got three more dahlia flowers still to come out on one of mine, so I'm going to see if I'm going to be able to get them to flower before the frost comes. So I'm pushing it through, but it'd be exciting to have flowers still in the garden in November, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it just, yeah? Wouldn't it? Yeah,
It'd be
because we're
very
not
good.
too far away. Only a few
No,
days.
no. It's this week. It's this week.
Yes,
And then
it's
before long
Friday,
it'll be
isn't it?
bonfire night. I know, it's crazy, isn't it? So although when the kids come trick or treating and I say, would you like a dahlia? And they're like, I suspect they won't be saying, wonderful, yippee.
Can
I
I eat
suspect they'll
it?
be like, no,
Can
can
you
you
eat
give me
them?
some sugar, please?
No. I
I
won't have a
don't.
dahlia, but I have a bag of them Tamfastics over there. That's what
Yeah,
I have.
indeed. It's like everything. You can eat everything once. What else can you do in the garden at the moment? Well,
Nothing.
there's loads of. You can do nothing, indeed. So leave the leaves. As you know, the leaves are coming down from our deciduous trees and plants at the moment. And you can scrape them all up and put them in a bin liner and let them rot down, and that forms something called leaf mold, which is lovely stuff for plants. It's really, really good, useful thing. But you can equally just leave the leaves where they are in your borders and beds, and the earthworms, those clever little earthworms, will wiggle up, take those leaves, and take them all the way back down through the soil for you. So it's a way that they will naturally eat them up and just rot down. Then they will rot down the products of those leaves in your borders. So, you know, that is a way of doing nothing. Some people do like to have it a bit more tidy. So you can either make leaf mold or you can kind of sweep them into piles and things like that. Though I would say, as we are approaching Guy Fawkes Night, if you are making bonfires and things like that and
Be
making
careful of the
piles,
hedgehogs.
exactly. We've not had a good year for hedgehogs, so please do take care, everyone, when you're making your bonfires and lighting things up, that you do check carefully in case someone's made their what they think is their forever home
Yeah.
in your little
Oh,
pile.
they're quite cute, aren't they, hedgehogs?
They are. We've got a couple round ours, and they just look so funny. I just find them hilarious when they trot along with their little legs. It's like a little spiky carpet running down the road.
Spiky carpet. There you go.
Yeah, I
So
don't think I'm going to win.
I know we spoke about the C word at the beginning, didn't we, Christmas?
We
But
did.
what
We
about the
did.
H word? Have you put your heating on yet?
I have put my heating on.
Ah.
I have cracked. Yep, I probably shouldn't have. I'm one of those people that once the heating goes on, I have to say I don't tend to turn it off very well, which
Oh,
is
okay.
really silly when I think about it, because we've had some really warm, lovely days, haven't we?
Yeah. As long as it's on a
But
timer, though, it's all right, isn't it? As long as it's on the
it's
thermostat, it's
definitely on
fine.
a timer. Yeah, and I buy cheap overnight electricity,
Oh,
because I
dear.
have a battery, so I put everything on an overnight, so all the washing machine goes on overnight, or
A
all
lot of
those
people
kind of
do that,
things.
don't they?
Yes, normally there's a secret button on all your machines, which means you can delay things. So if you're looking at saving pennies, quite a few of the energy providers have a cheap overnight tariff. It's not gardening knowledge, is it? But it kind of
Well, I
helps.
don't know. It's helpful information, isn't it? Because, yeah.
Or the amount of muddy, wet clothes I get through, I have to put a lot of washing on. So I
Yeah.
tend to put it on in the middle of the night when it's cheap. I think it's 9 or 10p a kilowatt hour compared to 26, 27, 28p.
Can you
So
imagine
it all
people
adds
just tuning in now thinking they'd be hearing about gardening? You're talking about
up.
washing.
Yeah, we must crack on,
Go on.
otherwise we'll
Yeah,
just be
sorry.
here all
Yeah,
day.
go on then.
What else can you do in October? You can still plant bulbs. It's still a great time of year to buy bulbs, tulips, daffodils, alliums. And if you want a really in-depth guide to that, hop back to I think this time last year or a bit earlier on the
Yeah, it
website.
was. Yeah.
We've got a whole session all about bulb lasagnas and things like that. You can definitely plant those. It's been a bad year for bulbs, in particular tulips, because it was a wet spring. So all the Dutch tulip farmers had a really bad time of it, so a lot of the crop hasn't really produced this year. So just like any other seasonal product, it's affected by the weather, but there still are some bargains to be had, so you can definitely plant from now on. You can still lift and divide any plants, like we were saying last month. If you can see any spot any gaps in your beds and borders, you want to jiggle things around a bit, still absolutely fine to plant and to move things around. You can also still sow some sweet peas. If you don't want to sow lots of things in spring because your spring is very busy, and you want to get ahead, you can plant hardy annuals now in little seed containers, and then they will just grow and put a little bit of growth on, and then they will stop in their tracks all over winter, and then they'll go like rockets in spring when you can just be smug, and while everyone else is trying to start them off, you can get a head start with those. What else can you do? It's also a good time to think about planting trees and shrubs, but maybe we'll do that in a separate session, because there's lots of nice things to do about how to plant trees and shrubs and evergreen hedges. It's a good time of year to kind of get in with that. And then the last thing I would say is just enjoy these last days. The clocks have gone back, but we can still get outside. There is so much out there in our green spaces that we can enjoy, whether it's leaf falls or conkers or the odd bonfire, or even just the odd squelch around when it's a bit wet. It's not too cold. Our skin is waterproof, and it's so good for our mental and physical well-being to get out there and connect with nature, whether that's your own garden or whether it's a park or a wildlife area nearby or a forest or a footpath. Just find something that gives your spirits a little bit of a boost and a little bit of a lift. So as the days get shorter, it's even more important to get that vitamin D boost.
And if you're picking berries, pick them from high up.
Indeed. Never pick the first, never pick the last, and never pick them within the reach of our lovely dogs of Basingstoke, because yeah, you don't want to be making a sloe gin with extra
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
extra mineral content on it, do you?
No. All right. Well, thank you very much for that. We're going to see you in a couple of weeks, aren't we? We'll talk to you in a couple of
Absolutely.
weeks.
Yep.
What's your musical track for today?
Okay, well, this is a bit of a left wing one, and I know you were joking with me about this one. September was really, really rainy. If you hop on my social medias, you'll see I put a map of how really quite how wet it was, and so I thought we'd use a bit of gardening and wetness together, and I'd like the track to be An Octopus's Garden by the Beatles, please, because I felt at times like an octopus wading around people's gardens underwater these last
Oh, I
couple
thought
of
you was
weeks.
walking around, just waving your arms about or something.
Oh, that's just
Mind you, to
standard.
say
That's
octopus are
standard.
quite brainy, aren't they?
Well, apparently so. Apparently so. So there we are. Let's look after our octopuses and look after our gardens. And please have some beetles just to cheer us all up.
Okay, we'll get on for you. Thanks very much, Claire, and I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks. Have a good couple of
Speak to
weeks,
you
won't
soon
you?
then.
Bye.
Cheers, Angie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.